Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to build a breakage style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 that locks to Swang Jungle breakbeats. We'll create a multi-layered bass, sub, wobble, and texture, sync LFOs to the groove, and use the groove pool so the bass sits naturally with Swang drums. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and workflows, so you can reproduce and tweak this in your own projects. What we will build by the end, you'll have a 4-bar drum and bass loop at 174 BPM with a jungle swing applied, a layered bass patch, a clean mono sub, a detuned Reese-like wobble in Wavitable, and a distortion slash textural layer for grit, a synced LFO-driven filter wobble that locks to the swing, sidechain and mixing that keep the bass tight with the kicked Swang drums. Preparation start by setting your project tempo to 174 BPM and open a new live set. Drop an Amen break or a chop jungle break you like into an audio track. Warp it to 1.00 in beat mode so transients sit correctly with the project tempo. Duplicate and arrange it into a 4-bar loop. This is the material we'll extract or match a groove from. Extracting and setting jungle swing. There are two quick options for creating a jungle swing. Option A. Right-click the warped break clip and choose Extract Groove or drag the clip into the groove pool that captures the break's micro timing and velocity. Option B. Open the groove pool and load a 16 swing preset from Clips Grooves, for example Swing 16. Select your drum clips and choose the extracted or loaded groove in clip view. You can click Commit to bake it in or leave it non-destructive. For a strong jungle feel, set timing between 60% and 75% and quantize to 1/16. Optionally, increase velocity 10% to 30% to accent dynamics. This gives you the late 16th swing that defines the pocket. Create the bass wobble patch Wavitable. Create a new MIDI track and drop Wavitable on it. For oscillator A, use a saw with unison set to 4 voices and a tune around 0.08 to 0.12. Keep its level at about 0 dB. For oscillator B, choose another saw or a square. Lower its level by about 6 dB and to tune slightly relative to A, around 0.03 to 0.06, to create that Reese motion. Turn on the sub-oscillator, set it to sine, and set its level around minus 8 to minus 6 dB for a clean foundation. Set Wavitable's filter to a low-pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 250 to 500 Hz and add a little drive between 0 and 6 dB depending on how gritty you want the raw tone. Route OSC A and B through the filter as usual. Create the wobble with a synced LFO. Choose LFO 1 in Wavitable. Set mode to sync and rate to 1/16 for tight wobble, or 1/8 for a slower feel. For a smooth wobble, use a sine or triangle. For choppier movement, use saw or step shapes. Drag LFO 1 to modulate filter cutoff and set amount around 35% to 55%, enough to open and close the mids while keeping the sub stable. Decide whether you want retrig on. Retrig on restarts the wobble per note for consistent per note motion. Retrig off lets the phase drift continuously, which often feels more fluid for breakage style material. Optionally, add a second LFO with tiny modulation to Wavitable position or pitch for added movement. Layer and mono sub duplicate the Wavitable track to create a dedicated sub layer, or use operator if you prefer. On the duplicate, remove OSC A and B, leaving a pure sine sub. Lower its level to sit underneath the wobble. Add an EQ 8. Cut below about 28 to 30 Hz to remove subsonic rumble, then low-pass the sub around 120 to 150 Hz so this track only carries low-end energy. Add a utility and set width to 0% to keep the sub mono and centered. Sidechain and dynamics on the main wobble Wavitable track. Insert a compressor and enable sidechain. Use your kick or drum group as the sidechain source. Suggested starting settings, ratio around 3:1 to 6:1, attack 1 to 5ms. Release 40 to 120ms. Lower the threshold until you see rhythmic gain reduction time to the kick. The stucking prevents masking and gives the mix a pumping, rhythmic feel. Texture and distortion after the synth. Add a saturator. Start with soft drive around 3 to 6 dB. Choose a soft sine or analog clip curve and set dry slash wet between 20 and 40% for tasteful grit. Follow with EQ8. To tame harshness, dip around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz if needed and boost a narrow 200 to 400 Hz band for body if necessary. Optionally, add redux with a low wet amount for lo-fi texture. Finish the chain with multiband dynamics or a glue compressor to glue layers together. Light compression on mids and highs helps the wobble sit with the drums. Macros and automation map macro controls for LFO amount, filter cutoff, and saturator drive in an instrument or audio effect rack. so you can perform changes live. Automate LFO rate or amount across your 4-bar loop for interest. For example, increase wobble amount on bar 3 to build tension into a drop. Syncing wobble to jungle swing. Apply the same groove from the groove pool to your bass MIDI clip and clip view. If you want finer control, nudge individual MIDI notes slightly later using a 1/16 grid to match the micro timing of the break. This manual nudging is how you mimic the humanized swing of an Amen style break. Final balancing solo drums and bass and check low end with spectrum. Make sure the sub is not being modulated by the LFO. Keep the sub energy below the wobble cutoff or route the LFO so it doesn't affect the sub. Use utility to check mono compatibility and manage overall gain staging. Important starting settings. Here's a quick starting point you can copy and then tweak. BPM 174 wave eatable LFO 1, sync 1/16, amount 40-50%, shape, sine, retrig, off experiment filter, low pass 24 dB, cutoff tilde 300-600 Hz, resonance tilde 0.100.25 Oscar unison, 4 voices. Detune 0.08-0.12 sub, sine at about minus 6 dB, EQ low pass at 120-150 Hz, utility width 0% sidechain compressor on wavetable, ratio 4:1, attack 1 ms, release 60 ms, threshold to taste groove pull timing, 60-75%, velocity 10-30%. Common mistakes to avoid: don't apply the LFO to your sub, that causes phase issues and unstable low end. Keep the sub static or split it off. Avoid unsynced or too fast LFO rates. Use synced rates like 1/16 or 1/8 so the wobble stays in pocket. Don't leave the sub wide. Always mono the sub layer to avoid phase issues on club systems. Avoid oversaturating the sub. Let grit come from the mid/high wobble. Don't forget to apply the groove to the bass. Bass on a straight grid against swung drums will feel off. If you want natural drift, try retrig off. Retrig on can sound robotic for sustained lines. Pro tips: extract the groove from a real jungle break you love. That micro timing is crucial. Map one macro to LFO amount, cutoff, and saturator drive for instant performance control. For breakage-like character, try subtle FM or phase modulation in wavetable instead of heavy distortion. Use sidechain with a short release to let the kick punch through but keep the wobble's rhythm. Save the rack as a preset and label macros like wobble amount, sublevel, and grit. Use spectrum and utility to ensure the sub sits below about 120 Hz and is mono. Mini practice exercise. Try this short exercise. 1. Set BPM to 174 and load an Amen break, then extract its groove. 2. Program a 4-bar bass clip with 4 notes, root on beat 1, syncopated notes on the swung 2nd and 4th 16ths. 3. Build a wavetable patch with 2 detune saws and a sine sub. Set LFO to 1/16 and modulate filter cutoff at about 45% amount. 4. Duplicate for a sub-only track, low-pass it at 120 Hz and mono it. 5. Add sidechain compression on the wobble track keyed from the kick. 6. Render a 4-bar stem and compare with a reference breakage track. Tweak LFO amount and groove timing until the wobble locks naturally with the break. Recap and closing: we built a breakage bass wobble by combining a synced LFO-driven filter in wavetable, a dedicated mono sub, textured distortion, and sidechain so everything sits with swung jungle drums. The jungle swing comes from the groove pool, either extracted from a real break or from a 16th swing preset, and must be applied to both drums and bass. Key rules: keep the sub pure and mono, sync your LFO to tempo, and apply the same groove to your bass as your drums. Use macros and small automations to keep the pocket alive across the arrangement. Now go build that 4-bar loop, extract a groove from a real jungle break, and dial in your breakage bass wobble in LEV 12.